Hello everyone, and welcome to the 21st edition of the MechHead Podcast. I am Sam, your guide to the Battletech universe. Today we have a couple of new things. We have a lot of new beer runner designs, thanks to him for making those up. And we also have a new special segment from Mark, who has decided to stay with the podcast and do his own little special segment. So let's go off with beer runner designs. First of all, we have the Mango Now Hovercraft. It's 50 tons, really fast, and is a artillery tank, so that's deadly. Very fast, very powerful, and can easily run away, so you don't want to see that. Perfect for anybody who needs just, you know, like ice hellions, or somebody who just uses like fast firepower, stuff like that. Then we have the Gremlin, a kind of a very fast scout mech, 35 tons, has mass, can jump, has a heavy, large laser, all that type of jazz, really cool. You can all check this out on his site. The links will be posted in the show notes. And last but not least, we have the Skeeter, a cheap 15-ton hovercraft, just two machine guns and SM2, just, you know, cannon fodder type stuff, but really, really good, I'd say, for its price and such. And now, we have Mark's new segment about Gundams. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, I'm going to start the section off with the RX-78-6 series of Gundam, nicknamed the Mudrock. With a hybridization of the RX-78 series and the sister RX-77 gun cannon units, like the gun cannon, the RX-77 mounted heavy weaponry as a standard armament in form of two 300mm cannons. But as well as that, it is also very maneuverable, so it's flying around at a very high speed, blowing the crap out of targets that are bigger than it. Very good design, and it's weighs 84.5 tons unloaded, and fully loaded weighs over 100 tons.
Thank you for that, Mark. And if y'all like the Gundam segment and like to see more of it, please go to email at mechheadpodcast-1h@yahoo.com. And I hope all of y'all will check out the forums, because we really want to make that something big, and something's going all the time. So please join the forums. There's links to it on every single past couple podcasts. I'll post the link again, because it just really could be something really great. And tell your friends all that stuff and tell us what you think. I will try to, over this weekend, try to make a fuller reviews for these three designs I'm talking about today. So hopefully I'll have those out soon. So yeah, thanks for listening. Bye everybody.